Warning.
Warning. Warning. Warning. If you're offended by the following words, then you can fuck off. This is Smack Mouth Podcast, where we deserve a smack in the mouth after everything we say. The number one DIY podcast starts.
Hey everybody, this is episode 11 of the Smack Mouth Podcast. It is October 25th. We are just 6 days away from All Hallows Eve. In the studio with me, I got Mickey Mouth. What's up, my friend?
Hey. Are we not looking forward to Halloween? I sure shit am.
We are always looking forward to Halloween.
Oh, by the way, that intro that you heard, the song before our intro, that was Eli's band, former band.
Yeah, from 2009, we were called Elm Street Veterans.
Elm Street Veterans. Now that was hot stuff.
Oh, yeah. That it's funny that I found that album. It's just a good look at what, you know, like our music scene back in 2009 used to be, you know?
And it changed. It changed. Now it's more gritty.
It's drastically changed.
Right on. But I got to say, I really liked the way all the music kind of was. It was melodic. It was hard. It was thumping. I mean, there was some thrash. There was a lot of screaming. There was some singing. Melodic metal was what I would call it.
Yeah.
You know, almost like Fear Factory style with the story you were telling in there, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I've never wrote, like, personal lyrics.
Okay.
Anything that's personal, like, in my lyrics is told out through a story.
By the way, Eli was the lead screamer in that band.
I strictly did vocals in that band, so.
And now what are you, vocals and bass?
Yeah, vocals and bass for my new group.
We shall call him Sting.
Speaking of music, I'm not used to not having background music this early. Hit that bed.
Well, fine, you big wimp. God.
Thank you.
You feel a little less naked?
I do. I felt exposed for a moment there.
Well, hey, people like your voice, right?
You are a lead singer
in a band.
Yeah.
So get over it, you pussy.
Fuck you, man. Jesus Christ.
Hey, so we went to a hockey game last night with Eli and his woman, my wife and I.
The Making Mayhem.
That was a good show, huh?
Oh, yeah. I dug
it,
dude.
Put on a good game. Yeah. My wife and I have gone to every home game since they opened up. We're fans already.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Dude, it was a lot of fun.
I definitely want to go back.
Oh, yeah. We'll be going again and again and again. I don't know if we're going to make it a weekly affair every time they're a home game, but if we can, shit, I'd like to because it was a lot of fun. The only problem is prices at that place. They were cheaper on Saturday night than they were on Friday. Yeah. They were a dollar cheaper on beers and a dollar cheaper on their food.
Yeah. I don't eat or drink when I go to things like that.
I don't blame you. It costs too much money.
Yeah, it's all priced.
Right. But, I mean, my wife, she snuck in some peanut butter crackers in her purse. Next time, I think we'll sneak in some beers.
Yeah, why not? Shit.
And then just get one beer and, you know, dump your beer out in the cup. So, you know, you don't
have
a can.
They gave us those little blow-up clap stick things that you hit together.
Little tom-tom drum type
things.
And
they give you a straw to blow them up. And I was like, I can fill this bitch with liquor.
Yeah.
And drink out of the straw. Oh, shit. Man, it was awesome. I was like.
No, we got there late. My wife and I had, she worked until 8, so we didn't get in until 8:30. And we were walking into the arena. And as soon as we were walking in, we saw one of the visiting teams guys kicked the shit out of one of the Making Mayhem guys. And that sucked. Yeah. We saw the fight break and we were like, oh yeah, kick his ass. And then all of a sudden,
the
guy got a right hook and down he went.
There was one fight in the first period that was initiated from the other guys.
Okay.
And so two fights in the second period. The second one was like revenge.
That's the one I think we walked in on.
No, you walked in on the third one.
Oh, there were four then? Almost four?
Well, there were three and then almost four.
Okay.
The one of the video of you, fight!
We started that chant. We started that chant. I mean, these fucking refs, they got in the middle of these two, and then two guys started kind of roughing each other, and then a couple more teammates all kind of started roughing each other.
That would have been a brawl.
Would have been awesome.
Let them go.
I know. That's what I said right away. I was like, let them go!
You know what I think is funny? I was thinking about this today. It's like, hockey games, you know, there was a bunch of kids there, and everybody's like, fight! Oh, fight!
It's the only time we encourage the fighting around them, right?
Those little kids are probably like, well, shit, dude.
I'm going to go out to recess and start a hockey fight. Let's go our friends.
Some dude bumps into me, I'm fucking that guy.
You know? You check me, it's time for you to get your ass body slammed. Yeah. I'm going to throw you face first, and I'm going to pop you in the face. That's it.
I was telling Megan, I'm way too vengeful of a person to like ever play hockey.
Someone checks you, you're going to go after them all game.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I know your number and your name now. This is on.
And next time we play, you're going to get blindsided, and it's going to continue on from there.
But it was awesome. I didn't think some little hillbilly bumfuck hockey league, you know.
Well, it's, I mean, it's not just bumfuck, really. I mean, they're triple A.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like they get paid. It's not just a...
That's one of the questions I asked you. I was like, ain't not one of our team members from Macon.
Yeah, they're all Canadian.
They're all Canadian or French.
Yeah.
There was not a Jones or a Washington or nothing.
There was a
group.
Couple skis and a lot of Czechs and, you know, so...
It was funny.
Yeah, but hey, they put on a good show.
I definitely want to do that again.
That's skate hard. They play hard. They're good.
Yeah. Other than going to like the WWE live event, that's pretty much like the funnest sporting event I've ever been to.
It's definitely,
you know, it's just right here.
Yeah.
I paid $5 to park.
And loud and rowdy. Man, it was fun. You know?
I enjoyed it. All the kids, like, you could just see them beating each other up across
with those little slapsticks. That was funny. That was hilarious. But yeah, I definitely love the hockey. I've always liked hockey. When we were in Michigan, we went to, more Grand Rapids Griffins games than I can, count. But it was so much fun. But, you know, here in Macon, they've got these little golf carts they run out on the ice and throw shirts from over in Grand Rapids. And here's the thing. You know, Capital Cycle and whatever power sports is out front of the arena at the ice hockey game. So I'm thinking, cool, they're going to run these side-by-sides, like the Raptor around on the ice, do some donuts and throw shirts and shoot the cannon out, you know? Well, here they got these little fucking tricked out golf carts. I was hoping to see the power sports people out there whipping around on the ice doing shitties. Like in Grand Rapids, they got out there on the ice, whooped it up, did donuts, shitties, and throwing out t-shirts out of the shirt gun. And and then, you know, it really got the crowd wiped out. You know, like, right on, because they were really showing out on that thing on the ice.
Yeah.
And then the Zamboni comes in and cleans up the tracks and the skate marks and everything. So instead of using that little golf cart to ride around the ice, get the power sports guys on that thing.
Yeah,
do
the
shitties. Work the crowd up. I mean, that would my idea. I would do it if it were my show.
Yeah.
And it would be fucking a lot more fun.
I saw the metaphor from my life at the hockey game last night, too.
What?
When they, one of the time they had the little shirt cannon.
Yeah.
And the shirt just kind of blah, 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 out the end of the cannon onto the... I was like, well, that's not a metaphor for my life. Get all excited for a quick, short, fucking... no finish.
Right. Oh, boy. Especially those whiskey drunks.
Yeah. But yeah, man, overall, man, I give a hockey game a solid 9 on the entertainment scale, you know?
I did too, yeah, definitely.
I enjoyed it.
Huge load of fun, and we'll go again.
Yeah, and it's cool to know that Megan has a friend that she knows personally that plays for the Senators.
Oh, yeah, you were saying that. That's awesome. And she should have wore her jersey yesterday.
She should have.
The game.
I mean, there were plenty of people there not wearing Macon Mayhem jerseys.
Oh, I know.
Wearing what it... Mayhem!
I saw a couple Ducks jerseys. I saw a Bruins jersey.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of NHL jerseys, for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I saw some old Macon Whoopi jerseys on Friday night.
We used to have a hockey team called the Macon Whoopi.
Yeah.
Just think
no
about it.
No double entendre there.
Let that sink in.
Macon Whoopi.
Whoopi. We're going to make some Whoopi on the ice.
Yeah. That'd be cold.
So other than that, what all has happened in your world this week?
My world, let's see. Work is always just a, you know, it's here and there,
it's
whatever.
Working.
Yeah, people get on my nerves there, no sense in bitching about it. I wish I made more money, blah blah blah. But aside from work, things have been fun. Old buddy's back in town. He took off and was, you know, planning on a cross-country road trip, right?
Yeah.
He was going to go from here. He bought a camper and a truck, and he's been pulling his camper, and he went.
Right.
His goal was to go from here to Arkansas to mine gems for a little while. Then from Arkansas to mine gems, he was going to Colorado to visit his sister. And then from Colorado, he was going to make it to somewhere else along the out west. And then they were going to Lake Tahoe, where he has friends, and he was going to park it there for the fall, winter.
Right.
And then who knows what's coming over the summer.
Yeah.
But then, okay, he took off for his trip, and they went instead They went south further yet to Florida. They went to Mexico City Beach. And then from Mexico City Beach to Jacksonville, from Jacksonville to Savannah, Savannah up to D.C., D.C. up to New York. So they went up out east, or first south, then east,
then
north.
They went down
north,
and around.
And then from New York, they were going to take off west and go, you know, cross country to out to Tahoe. Well, the plans changed, I guess, in New York, and now there's a music festival coming up in Florida, Halloween.
Yeah.
And a lot of his friends are going to that, so he just decided, okay, well, I'm not even that far from home. I'm just going to come back, chill out in town for a while, and then go to Halloween, and then take off and go where he's going. But he's not going to go out to Tahoe anymore. Now he's going down to the Keys. He's making his mind so many different times.
Well, knowing him, he's much more suited for beachy weather.
Totally.
That's so.
Right. And Lake Tahoe is landlocked, you know, so it's like. Well,
at least he tried.
Lake. Yeah, he did make an effort to get out there, but he made it north and then came right back south.
Yeah.
It happens, though. But yeah, we were going to actually try to find a microphone cable to get him on the show. He's quite a character.
Yeah, he was just hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be here, dude, you're going to be on the show.
Yeah,
fuck
right.
you, man.
I know, right?
Lazy
so he took
bitch.
Off. He went home to take a nap and hang out with his dogs. But yeah, just been hanging out with him a little bit over the weekend, and with you guys, we did the hockey game.
Yeah,
we did the hockey game Friday night too.
Nice. Yeah.
So I mean, we are fans. It's a rowdy good time. But Friday night, really, we just went to party.
Yeah,
you know.
Well,
last night we were there for the game.
It's fun. It's cold in there. Nobody really fucks with you too much. You just
right.
hang out.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun. But it is chilly. Bring your sweatshirts if you go to a hockey game.
Yeah.
Some people don't think about that ahead of time. You definitely want your hoodie.
Oh yeah,
because
everybody was wearing shorts and stuff, and I'm like, no way.
I would
have been.
You catch a cold, man.
Yeah.
And then if you go outside for a cigarette or some fresh air, you know, then you're going in and out of that extreme climate change. It's
you're
hard on
sick.
You. Totally.
Yeah.
And in fact, Friday, Saturday morning, I woke up a little sniffly, thinking, "Uh-oh," you know, same story.
Yeah, I fucked up a little bit.
I'm all right though. I'm all right.
But, so, back to the beginning song from. The band from 2009 that I used to be in.
Right.
That's actually a story on its own. That that album is actually that album is our second album. So you know, for a long time I've been looking for that album, you know, because it's hard to find. I don't even have a friend that has that album anymore.
Oh really?
So you know, we did a major cleaning of my apartment this week. It started.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, it started on Monday, and then. I don't know, one of these other nights this week. Oh, it was after band practice on Wednesday that, you know, I start cleaning more in my room. I've got some cabinets and some closets and shit that needed to be, you know, just throwing shit away, basically. You know, when you hoard things.
Yeah.
Or like, you know this from moving a lot. You know, you just grab a drawer. You don't give a fuck what's in it.
Right. And dude, we've moved so many times. We've moved every time we move, and we don't move because we can't afford to pay our rent and shit like that. We move because I was chasing a career.
Yeah.
And so when we'd move, we would separate all our shit, you know, find anything we're gonna throw out. We're not moving with the pile of junk.
Yeah.
You know, plain and simple. And every time we move, it's like we downsize. We lose furniture.
Yeah.
We lose futons. We lose fucking shit that I really don't want to lose, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've just never really had a lot, so I'm just thinking, you know, move these drawers. But anyways, I'm cleaning out these drawers. And I have, like, 100 copies of our first album. Mm-hmm. And then just tucked away in a nice, like, I think it was one of the Incubus albums. It's the one that had Animali on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was in that case. It's just that album right there. So I was like, there's no way. Like, I'm not listening to this.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
So listen to
you
it.
You pulled it out. You found it. You enjoyed what you heard.
Yeah.
Reminiscing a little bit. A little nostalgia.
Yeah. So I'm going to put all that shit up on SoundCloud.
Cool.
And if anybody dug that, it's going to be on your Elm Street Veterans on SoundCloud.
Nice.
And any of you record guys, I will tell you this. I miss those guys greatly.
Yeah.
I mean... I've got like a bit of a brotherhood with my band now, but we haven't been together as long. I mean, I spent thousands upon thousands of hours with Elm Street Veterans and all those guys, and now we're all separated across the country.
Oh, really? Well, where did everybody disperse to? What's going on?
Well, Derek, he played drums and some guitar. When we recorded that album, we didn't have a drummer.
Oh, yeah.
So our two guitar players both play drums. My friend Derek is like an amazing fucking drummer, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, sexy as fuck. And the other guitar player, Chris, He played drums on that too. He did the singy stuff, like the real pretty singing.
Gotcha.
So Derek's in Aurora, Colorado. I'm not sure where Chris is, but Chris is a lot of the reason why we weren't a band anymore, because he wanted to go to the Marines.
Oh, really?
And when we started the band, we all knew that, so it's not like we were going to hold him back from his like life dreams.
Right.
So we could never replace him. We could never like have the
band.
Yeah. You know.
Right.
The five brothers. You know. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried, but it just
didn't work.
It didn't work.
The chemistry wasn't there.
No chemistry there. Yeah, I feel you. But anyways. Anybody out there that likes this shit, you know, you
Hey, feel free to drop Eli an email. Yeah. He could probably hook you up with a download. You know? I don't know if you can download on SoundCloud, can you? Yeah, you can.
I could probably make it where you can.
You can put shit on your iPad.
Yeah. It ain't hurting us anymore, you know. We're talking 6 years ago.
You can pirate them. They're not together. They never collected royalties on it.
I thought it was just pretty remarkable to kind of get a look at like our local music scene from 6 years ago, because making... Georgia, we're kind of behind a little bit.
There's a different music scene in every crowd that you go into, too, though. I mean, like, if you're going to the Hummingbird, that music scene is different than the music scene at 551 or whatever, you know.
Or wherever you can go for an all-age show.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So when it comes down to it, I mean, you're getting the bar scene or you're getting the actual, you know, music scene.
Yeah.
And the bar scene's more about the... you know, the hipster bands or the country western type rockabilly
blues. All the kids that, you know, are into the Allman Brothers.
Right.
They love the Hummingbird bands, you know.
Fish fans.
Yeah, fish fans, basically. Which I can't say much because Megan, she's into all that.
I like jam band stuff. One of the headliners that I'd like to check out at this Halloween thing is the String Cheese Incident.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a great jam band.
Hey, you want to know something cool? The Queers are coming to Macon.
Really? When?
November 6th.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at Grant's.
I'm going.
Yeah, dude. Nice. It's the fucking
Queers. We should
Queers.
Go. Let's go together. We'll talk about it on the show.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, because we've got, we're actually playing with the Queers the next day in Columbus.
I saw that poster. That's
right.
That's
cool. We're actually playing with them. And so, like, I've got to save up this money so I can get out to Columbus so we can play.
Well, dude, we don't have to spend money. I'll buy a 12-pack. We'll drink some drinks.
You
got
to spend
here.
Money to get in.
Well, what?
It's $10 a person.
10? Yeah. Well, you could probably get in for free. I know we could, you and me.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We'll pull our podcast badge and be like, we're here to review this. Here's our media
there's
pack.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on that night that, like, because I don't go downtown on First Friday anyways, and that's First Friday.
Why? Just to avoid the crowd?
Yeah. I
like the crowd. It's kind of nice to see Macon bustling.
It is, but you won't see those people any other time.
That's okay.
I'm a little bit cliquish.
I like to see it, even if it is only once a month. But they did make the First Friday rule every Friday. So you can make a party out of it every Friday.
Yeah, true.
You know, trample the streets with open containers downtown and go from bar to bar.
I remember that was the selling point for First Friday.
But then they took the novelty away from it by doing it every day.
Yeah, so now it's every Friday. But
you know, but now what they should do for First Friday, if you ask me, is now that it's every Friday, you can do that. First Fridays, they should do a block party, street party.
Yeah.
Lock off fucking Cherry Street and, you know, party.
You know what they used to do that I wish they still did is, like, they would have musicians and stuff on every street corner. They don't do that at all anymore.
No.
That Third Street Park or whatever across from the Dempsey.
Well, that
used to
always... Third Street Park used to be, like, a little festival thing that went
on. They used to do that every First Friday.
Oh, that's right.
They don't do it no more. It's like where they do the cherry blossom drop or whatever. They used to have stuff down there
all the
time.
Yeah.
But now they just don't do it.
It fizzled out. I mean, they did it for, it was going on, 5 years, I guess. And, you know, less and less of a turnout. You don't want to waste money on a thing that nobody's turning out to.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't know, man. There's plenty of local musicians.
You can't say they don't advertise it either, because everywhere you see, you know, First Friday on TV or on radio even. Well, radio not so much anymore. But when they were doing only once a month, it was every week. We were, hey, First Friday, join us for this, and this.
About 2 weeks until First Friday, it was every radio commercial you would ever hear.
And it was trade, so they would get a lot of them for free.
You think they lost sponsors? Because I remember there used to be a long list of sponsors.
Yeah. I don't know if they lost sponsors or if they just stopped trying to sell it, because I don't know. I don't know why they would try to stop selling it, because it would help pay for everything, you know?
Right. I don't know, man. I'm just throwing
it's a
that
shame
out there.
To see things fall apart though when they are, you know, gaining traction. But our podcast.
Nah, we're still gaining traction.
Yeah, we're going strong, man. I'm just fucking with us. Fucking with us.
I still feel 22% better than most podcasts.
I think we're upwards towards 39 now.
Oh yeah.
I think we've grown.
I do too, man.
Yeah.
Used to be it was like hard to sit and bullshit like this, but now like I feel like
the banter just comes.
Yeah.
We don't even need to talk about fucking news.
Yeah. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah, we've got enough topics just to bring up. And if we wanted to gear this more towards our local, you know, our area, we would have a lot more listeners.
Yeah.
And, you know, we may have to stay away from some of the topics we talk on. Yeah. Because, you know, we live this area. We don't want to be, you know, labeled as, you know, those assholes or those whatever, those, you know, dicks.
I like to make people think that we're not so generalized, you know, but we started this bitch off talking about the making mayhem.
Right.
Megan has that shit stuck in my head. She was like,
making mayhem.
She looked at me and she was like, just look around. We're surrounded by like rednecks and
Who like hockey and beer.
Rednecks that like hockey and beer, and so it was like, let's go, my ham. Come on, boys, get that puck in there. You can do it. Do it.
Yeah.
I kept getting a crack out of the woman behind me. That was
come on.
She was like, run it. Bitch, these people are not running.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I got what she was saying.
I mean, we all got what she was saying. I was just, I don't know, man.
I don't care. I'm just glad people are there to enjoy it, because if they stop coming, we stop having it. That's the truth, you know.
I mean, the Centerplex will sit 2,000 people, and it was half full at least.
Oh yeah, and that was, you know, last night's game didn't have near as many people as Friday night's, and the first game that was there was a lot of seats filled too. But I'll tell you, I don't know if I don't know how many were free tickets. I mean, honestly, I know they're working with both radio groups, probably the TV station. I'm not sure. But
they're
giving away trade tickets.
Everybody from their sponsors is fucking
free seats.
And they get free seats. Yeah.
You know, I mean, so here's his philosophy though. He told me when we were working on the advertisements at Cumulus.
Yeah.
The guy told me, he's like, well, I talked to another guy and his philosophy, I think it was in Fayetteville or something.
Yeah.
He was like, his philosophy was, you know, if you can't sell all the tickets, you give them away and you fill the seats anyway. But this guy's philosophy here in town now is, I'm not giving away my tickets like that. The people who help support it will get free tickets.
Yeah.
And, you know, the real, I guess, the people who deserve them will get the free tickets, but he's not going to devalue their show and their product by saturating the market with free seats.
Well, I see that as opposite. For the money that you don't spend on tickets, you're going to spend on
gaining
beer,
on concessions. But that's all going to the Centerplex, I believe. I think I don't think they get a cut.
That's
for
all
the
contracted. That's all contracted.
Are you sure?
Man. Yeah, because I mean, I've sold pizza out there.
Oh, yeah.
under a contract that we had. Mm. You know, it's basically
okay.
You know, you get your nut for part of it, and then like a certain percent will go to the team or whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's how the Centerplex works. All those concessions and stuff.
So that is part of Mayhem's cut.
Yeah, then. Yeah, okay. They're going to get part of that. It's just like going to the Braves or whatever, you know.
That's why it's priced so high.
Yeah,
so that's why they can take their cut.
They're going to get $3 from that $7 beer, and then the $4 is going to go to the team.
Or vice, you know, or something of the sort. Because,
works,
I mean, they
got
to repay for the cost of the beer. Then the Centroplex has to take a cut, and then they get the cut. So,
yeah,
whatever, however it works. The shit's expensive, so tailgate in the parking lot before the game. Hey, how's that?
Yeah, get a DD and pregame at home.
No doubt, you know, or take a cab. Shit,
yeah,
whatever. There's a cab company around. We don't have Uber yet.
We need Uber, because you know what? I would work for Uber.
You think?
I would.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, how can you really make a whole lot of money working for Uber? I don't think you can.
We've looked it up. The money isn't what they say it is, but it's a few extra bucks. And I mean, you don't have to work all
That's
the time.
True.
There's no schedule.
But you can be on clock all day
you
long.
Can.
Every day, all day.
3 o'clock in the morning. That's when I would work.
Yeah, bar closed, dude.
Fuck yeah. That bar's closed.
I'll tell you what. Uber comes to town, you and me, we'll partner up and start a fucking taxi company. I have a 2009 vehicle. I think that you need a 2008 or newer.
It can happen. I know making really well.
Yeah.
You know, and most everyone that goes downtown
lives
downtown.
Who the fuck doesn't have a GPS nowadays?
So well, I don't,
we can
but
take
I don't
your,
need
Yeah,
one.
You do. You got a fucking smartphone.
Oh, yeah, well.
And there's this Waze app that everybody uses now. It's a social app for navigation. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, But if you haven't, you need to check it out, because if you're driving even somewhere where you know you're going, you type in the address, it shows you the route, and you can, if it's got traffic blocks, it'll tell you exactly where traffic is going down 15 miles an hour here, 2 miles an hour there. It'll tell you there's a cop right here on your left, there's a cop up here on your right, there's an accident here in the shoulder, and it marks it, and it lets the drivers and passengers touch it and report a problem. So it's all like real-time updates. And giving you alternate routes in real time as an accident occurs.
Right.
So this shit is really awesome. Waze, W-A-Z-E. Check that app out. I mean, I definitely recommend it. Even if, like I said, you know where you're going, it tells you what to avoid if there's something going on.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden you're coming around the curve and there could be a line of cars and you're going the speed limit and they're braking and you don't see it, but this app will say in a half a mile there is a traffic stall.
Right.
Next time you fart, put your butt to your microphone.
That one wasn't a good one, so I was just
It sounded kind of like
stinks. You know,
does it? Son of a bitch. Don't let it come over here. Open the door. The studio door is closed. At least I'm smoking a cigarette. I'll waft it out.
Yeah, waft that smoke my way. That sweet cancer runoff.
Right.
So
that's like my mom and dad. They used to smoke cigarettes with me and my sister in the car. They'd never crack the window. It was like
I had an aunt that did that, and I hated it. I was like, stop.
I hate secondhand smoke in general. I really it stinks. It's offensive. It burns your nose, burns your eyes, and it sticks to other people's clothes and their shit if you're smoking around them. But when you're smoking around kids who really hate the smell in the first place and they're stuck in the back seat and the fucking stale smoke just settles back there, I'm probably gonna have cancer by the time I'm fucking 40 from it. Plus I smoke, but I'm gonna try to quit that. I was going on e-cigs for about 8 months straight, and there wasn't a single cigarette that I smoked. I didn't even want one. I was vaping just fine.
Yeah.
And then when we moved, we were actually nicotine free.
Yeah.
So we moved from Michigan, actually quit tobacco,
right,
for like 3 months. Then when we moved, I started buying Black and Milds when we were out at the bar to socialize and smoke with people out there smoking, making friends, you know.
Yeah.
And then that led to my wife wanting to have a cigarette because I had a cigar, so she'd smoke a cigarette, and then I'd want a cigarette, and then we'd all smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And then we'd buy a pack the next day because we started smoking.
We're like one of the only places in the state that you can still smoke inside of like bars and stuff.
It's just one of the only states in the country that you can do that anymore.
I remember when like our local watering hole tried to.
They did it. It was a city ordinance. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just fell through.
Everybody fucking.
Tim at the Hummingbird was like, fuck this. I have no business.
Yeah. They
anymore.
Lost business. So they were like, we're going to revolt.
You know, they
on
spent
this.
All the money to open up the back bar that. Not only is cursed, because if you ever work the back bar, you're fired immediately.
Really?
And then, like, now it's just not ever open anymore.
Right. Well, there's no need. I mean, unless there's a huge event going on out there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
you can rent it out back there.
Right. But you can smoke in the bar. So there's no need for people to go out there. So they don't open the back bar. And then, well, in the summer, they probably do still.
Hardly none this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, whatever. Whatever. It is what it is.
I mean, don't lose your business. I kind of would like to have Tim on the podcast
eventually. That would be cool.
I mean, that'll be...
We'll have to really localize it.
Well, it'll be a segment, too. It won't be a whole podcast like we did with Matt or Evan.
Maybe we could go and record his pod, like, record it.
Yeah. That's probably what we would have to do is go to him and get, like, a little 15-minute...
Yeah, with an MP3 recorder.
I want guests. Hopefully, we'll get traction enough soon where we could have like Skype callers.
Yeah, I know. That would be awesome. I mean, because interacting with strangers is a lot of fun, especially if we could get people dialing in. Like, say we throw out a tweet, say Skype us now. We're in the studio doing the podcast. Be a guest caller.
Exactly.
You know, like, hey, you're on with Smack Mouth Podcast. What's going on with you today? Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. And then they talk to us. We catch up with them, shoot the shit, see what's going on in their life, and joke around with them a little bit.
Yeah, for real. I mean, what do you want to talk about, you?
Yeah.
I mean, my girlfriend left me. Cool, man. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, what's the deal? Well, she was on drugs, and then I beat her up because she stole my fucking mom's diamond tennis bracelet, pawned it, and then she went and fucking bought a bunch of dope, and she ended up ODing, going in a fucking hospital, so we're having issues, man.
And then she broke up with you?
No, yeah, well, you know, she did break up with me, but I punched her in the face.
I wanted to make it worse.
Don't you get it, you stupid fucking cunt? I love you, you dumb bitch. I just hit you because I don't want anybody else to fucking have you.
So, We were talking about that yesterday. I guess we can.
Who
we
what,
can,
huh?
About people beating up their boyfriends and girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were, yeah. Because you have a bunch of friends who get physical with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just crazy. Because what was it? How did we even get on that topic? We were talking about somebody else. Oh, your friends were having a bonfire.
Yeah.
And they're an on-again, off-again couple.
Yeah.
Always fighting.
They fight a lot. Not sure they beat each other up. And then it just kind of clicked that I actually have a lot of friends who kind of
abusive.
Yeah, kind of abusive to each other.
That's because you listen to metal music.
Yeah. You know what? I think it is, though. It's like me getting older, and I have this conversation with Megan a lot.
Yeah.
It's like I've just, the older I get, and like when I said I'm cliquish earlier, it's because I just hate people. I really do. Like, and I give everyone a chance.
Sure.
You know, it's not like I immediately hate you.
Okay, right.
But, you know. I would think that, like, if I cannot beat my girlfriend as vengeful and as mean as I can be sometimes, you
right.
know.
What's your excuse?
Yeah.
I know.
Just walk away. Get some space,
right.
you know. And don't antagonize it. That's the one that I hate. It's like, you know she's pissed off at you, so you make it worse.
Right. Well, like I said to you, too, you know, my wife and I have gotten some screaming matches, and we've busted some fucking picture frames probably, you know, but... I tell you, we've never, ever come close to laying a hand
yeah.
on each other. And that's the thing. I always brought up, you don't fucking hit a woman. You don't hit people, period.
Yeah.
But you don't hit a woman to, you know.
Yeah.
Period. And, well, you know, people just get crazy. She's the kind of person who needs the space. You know,
yeah.
when she gets angry and we get in a fight, she doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't want to deal with it. She wants to just go in the other room and avoid it. And
that's what I want to do.
Let it die, right?
Yeah.
But I, on the other hand, am the kind of person who needs to get to the bottom of this problem. I want it fixed. I don't want to
yeah.
fucking... And then when she's trying to blow me off or ignore me or not hear it, then it makes me start fucking feeling like, well, fuck you. And then hollering ensues. And then she's calling me an asshole and I'm calling her a bitch. And that's when the screaming matches start.
But you're not the type that when she walks away, you're going to be like, what are you going to go do? Fuck someone now?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I mean by poking the bear.
I
you know,
gotcha.
Like.
Right. When she walks away, I'm the one coming after her being like, babe, come on. What the fuck is the
yeah,
deal? You know?
You're not making it worse.
Well,
I
am, but I'm not pushing buttons to make it worse.
Or are you getting away so you can go text your other boyfriend,
right.
call me a dickhole? You know, like, that's what I was getting at.
Gotcha. Yeah, that doesn't happen. There's no room for that shit in a relationship. I mean, relationships are work to make
yeah.
make sure everybody's happy, but it's not a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, it's just making sure you're not hurting the other person's feelings or stepping on their toes.
And any relationship, you have to, you know, you're not always going to get
right. It's give, it's take. It's give, it's take. You don't always agree on shit. Just fucking agree to disagree on things.
Yeah, let it go.
Right.
But that's how I am, dude. I walk away for 10 minutes, and you can ask Megan this personally. When she's mad at me, I'm usually the first one to go to wherever she is and be like, listen, I'm sorry.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Like, because you generally are right, so.
I know, and that's the thing, too. Most of the time, when I'm yelling or fighting or arguing with Nicole, it's like I'm pitching because I'm the one who's fucking in the wrong, honestly.
Yeah.
She's always the one who's, you know, she's right most of the time. That's just it. Women are right most of the time, and there's
yeah.
no way around it, really. I mean.
You're right. you know.
There's no way around it. In a fight particularly. If you ever want to make up, they're the one that's right.
Yeah. So you want to get into some interesting shit?
Yeah.
Some
what are you
odd
thinking?
News and whatever. I got a couple things.
Okay, let's do that thing then. We always do that thing about this time too, and that'd be this.
Smack Mouth Podcast. Smack Mouth Podcast. Smack Mouth Podcast. Smack Mouth Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was a good one.
Thanks.
I'll give it to you. So I make this joke all the time when people are like, well, you got here pretty fast. And I'm like, well, you know, I just cooked it in the car on the way here.
What?
Well, now Domino's has unveiled their delivery vehicle with built-in oven.
Sweet.
I know, right?
So wait, no, I mean, they're not actually going to cook the pizza in the oven. They're just going to have an oven to keep it hot.
I'm thinking this bitch cooks.
Nice. Let's check it out.
Oh, maybe it does. Okay, so this is Ann Arbor, Michigan.
All right, right on.
Pizza chain Domino's announced a solution to pizzas showing up cold, a specially designed delivery vehicle with a built-in warming oven.
Nice.
Domino said the Delivery Expert, or DXP is what the car is called, is a modified version of the Chevy Spark.
I've never seen this. Oh, yeah. They're kind of short, smaller cars.
Yeah, I think they're like the ones you could plug in and all this other mess.
Gotcha.
You know, hippie shit.
Yeah.
The automaker worked together with the eatery to develop the Chevy, by the way. Worked together with the eatery to develop the vehicle, which is included to roll out in 25 U.S. cities within the next 90 days.
Nice.
Wow, 90 days. The pizza chain said the car's special features include an outward-facing warming oven in the back and space inside the vehicle, which has only one seat for up to 80 pies.
Now, this is Domino's?
This is Domino's.
Of course.
My store has shut down all the Domino's in the area.
Yeah.
So none of the Domino's.
You don't have competition.
Yeah. Let's see. The Domino's DXP is the first purpose-built vehicle aimed at revolutionizing pizza delivery, said Russell Weiner. Or is that Wiener? I don't know.
W-I-E-N?
W-E-I-N.
Ween. That's Wiener.
Wiener. This innovation allows drivers to do their jobs with greater ease and efficiency and demonstrates that Domino's is absolutely fanatical about making perfect deliveries.
Nice. Awesome, though. I mean, that really is cool. Imagine how convenient it would be.
Yeah.
You know, you ever have people bitch at you for your pizza being cold?
Not me, lately.
Really good. Oh, that's cool. You make your shit quick, though. You quick deliver. But, you know, some people probably do have that problem, and this will avoid that problem altogether.
Yeah.
You know, even if your pizza's 45 minutes late, it's still going to be fresh hot.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You ain't getting a tip, but that's all right.
Me and pizza, we have a love-hate relationship.
You hate it so much, you order it when you're off.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't like it when it's molten hot. Really? You know, like...
Yeah, I agree.
Cheese sticks.
And it burns.
And it burns.
And hot red sauce burns.
Yes. And when that shit hits your finger... Fresh out the oven. Yeah, it sucks. Oh, yeah. So,
now, eating pizza, leave it fucking sit for a little bit. Let the cheese kind of settle. Let it set a little firm up.
Molten cheese, man. It hurts.
Also, pizza. I could take a pizza, buy it fresh, throw it in the fridge, and eat it in the morning for breakfast. I love cold pizza.
Yeah, cold pizza's good.
Delicious.
I have an aunt that used to dip it in her coffee.
Oh.
I know. She's a weirdo. You know?
But I mean, onions on that pizza, little veggies really like permeate overnight on the pizza in the fridge. Awesome stuff, really.
A lot of people tell me I'm crazy, but I like pineapples on pizza.
Oh, I do too.
And some about the juice of the pineapple gets in the cheese.
It's such a good combination. And then you take, for instance, bacon, Canadian ham, anything like that, Canadian bacon, ham, bacon bits, throw it on there with it. Ooh, and a little onion.
Oh, yeah. That's like a perfect pizza.
Like a Hawaiian. Don't they call it a Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah. Our Hawaiian has barbecue sauce, and so if it had regular red pizza sauce and no barbecue, I think it would be pretty good.
Yeah, I might order a custom one of those with pizza sauce instead of barbecue.
You can do that at Papa John's now. You can get an extra large 3 topping for $12, so you can get some pineapple, some Canadian bacon, and either onion or regular bacon.
Nice.
Sounds like a good-ass pizza.
It sounds like you're making me hungry for lunch.
Yeah.
We haven't eaten yet.
A perfect pizza to me would be cook the pizza with the pineapples,
right?
Pull them off. No, see, like I like the pineapples. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, but you just want the infused juice on the pizza,
on the cheese, because that's
throw
where
fresh pineapples on top of it.
That's when it is good.
Oh yeah.
So, I sent you this thing about the Seattle inventor shows off homemade smart mirror. Did you read that one?
I didn't read it. You want to read it?
I'll read it. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is in Seattle. A Seattle inventor posted a video showing off the capabilities of his homemade smart mirror that runs on voice commands. Evan Cohen posted a video on YouTube, so you can search for Evan Cohen.
That's funny, though.
What?
On the mirror, like the picture he took on the mirror, it says, "Hi, sexy."
Yeah.
You can check it out online, too. It's at upi.com. We'll have the link in our description.
As with everything.
Yeah.
Showing the progress of his smart mirror, which he said he started working on in his spare time last month. Cohen wrote he thought it would be cool to post a short video showing off some of its functionality. I'm having a ton of fun with this, but there are still quite a few issues to iron out. The video shows how the mirror's display lights up when he tells it to wake up and gives him the greeting, "Hi, sexy." Cohen shows off how the mirror can give information.
He thinks highly of himself, doesn't he?
Well, shit.
Did you see a picture of him? He's definitely not a sexy guy.
Oh, no. He looks like a guy I know, actually, which is really weird. It kind of creeped me out for a minute. Killen shows off how the mirror can give information, including the date, time, weather, and a help area suggesting voice commands. So
it sounds like a large version of your camera phone.
Yeah,
where you're doing a selfie.
So you want to hear something funny? Let me see if I can get this on Siri.
All right, what?
Siri, what's my name?
You're Michael, but since we're friends, I get to call you Wicked Wolf, the ruler of the galaxy.
What the fuck? Hold on. Well, let me ask Siri what's my name. See what she says. Siri, what's my name?
You're. That's what you told me anyway.
You fucking bitch.
You gotta tell her that your name is a cool name.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just...
Siri, call me Mickey Mouth, you bitch.
You would like me to call you Mickey Mouth, you bitch?
No!
Yes! Yes!
Oh, she said yes.
Mickey Mouth, you bitch.
Yes! Yes!
Mickey Mouth, you bitch. Okay, one more time. Mickey, no, Siri, what's my name?
You're but since we're friends, I get to call you Mickey Mouth, you bitch.
That is fun.
Oh, yeah. So, we got one more story, and I'm going to let you read that one.
All right, we're talking about this chick who got caught at Walmart?
Yeah,
you bitch. Oh, my Lord. This is a crazy story, honestly. Chick gets caught masturbating at Walmart. And the kicker is, she was using a Jimmy Dean sausage in the bathroom.
Jimmy Dean for all your holes.
Yum. That doesn't look like the link. Okay. Here it is. This is funny stuff. This comes from News 8 in Now 8 News. Can Google it. The link will be in the description. Woman arrested for masturbating with Jimmy Dean sausage in a Walmart bathroom. Yikes. In Louisiana, police are calling this a crime of the unthinkable, something that most people would never imagine doing. On Monday, police were called to a Louisiana Walmart under a suspicion that a customer was shoplifting food. According to the complaint, a Walmart worker radioed security about... Okay, this fucking stupid ad just popped up. Radioed security about a suspicious woman in the meat aisle. Security cameras filmed 33-year-old Shaniqua Johnson shoving sausages under her shirt. CCTV footage then shows the woman walking to the bathroom where she remained for at least 30 minutes. The male security guard says he knocked on the bathroom door several times, but the woman did not respond. Then he announced he was entering. When he found behind the door of the unlocked stall, something he said will haunt his dreams forever. The security guard reports that when he entered the stall, Johnson was inappropriately pleasing herself with a Jimmy Dean package of sausage. He said that when he entered, she didn't even stop. She just stared at me and kept going, he says. Wow. Shocked and also frightened for his safety due to the fact that Johnson's a big girl. The 140-pound security guard said he ran out until police arrived. When they did, female officers entered the restroom with Johnson still putting in the work with a sausage.
Good God. Hey, it wasn't thawed by then.
Frozen? I mean, geez, yeah. Imagine how... That'd be some cold shit. All in all, it took seven police officers to restrain Johnson and pry the victimized sausage out of the woman's hands. Ew.
The victimized sausage.
She was arrested and taken into custody, where she was charged with shoplifting, indecent exposure, and resisting arrest. She should have gotten public masturbation, too. Walmart management said no one... in no way do they tolerate this type of behavior from anyone. They have a strict policy against shoplifters and a sign on the bathroom door that clearly reads, "No merchandise allowed beyond this point." So that's fun.
So after all that, the one thing that they point to is the merchandise and the shoplifting.
Right. They don't so much care she was pleasing herself with a Jimmy Dean
sausage.
Never
mind the
They just care that she stole the shit.
Never mind the poor security guard that had to see that. You guys, seriously, Google that story and look at the picture of this woman.
Yeah. A woman arrested for masturbating with Jimmy Dean sausage at Walmart.
Her name is Shaniqua. That's all I'm saying.
Shaniqua Johnson, Walmart. Google it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Thanks for making me read that.
In the morning.
I feel dirty.
do you have a hole that needs to be filled?
A void? An empty void in your in the pit of your stomach, maybe?
Wow. So I wonder, like, do you think it was like the 1 pound tube of Jimmy Dean sausage? Oh my god,
like the horseshoe, she was getting the shocker.
Oh,
an ice cold frozen ring bologna.
Jesus Christ, dude. Like, what? You know, you hear campaigns for all these like shit in the world that's like wrong. There's no justice for the Jimmy Dean sausage.
No.
That shit's gonna get thrown away.
Yeah. It's, oh, I know.
It's not going to get eaten.
No, as it rightfully shouldn't be.
And it's improper use of sausage.
Totally. Man, go buy a dildo.
And God. I don't know what sex ed class that she went to, but that ain't the sausage your teacher was talking about.
No, it's not. And in fact, I think they use a banana in health class. Not a sausage.
I have a hard time understanding, like, are you, well, what happened that she's like that turned on that's like, the sausage.
She obviously has mental issues, probably some sort of compulsion.
Is she on the crack, man?
Or is she on the crack?
She's on that crack.
But a big girl on crack, that just ain't heard of. Usually they're skinny and toothless, ain't they?
Maybe she just got on the crack.
Maybe, but still, I think she's just got some compulsion disorder. You know, I mean, she shoplifted the food. That's compulsive behavior and time, you know, a lot of things. And then masturbation is a compulsive behavior.
Yeah. And the fact that she didn't stop, that's like a clear...
And public, man.
Clear,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's got head case.
What if she was just like, oh, you like that?
Yeah, she's trying to get him to join.
You like this?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Put the sausage in my meat curtain.
Go get the bottle of ketchup.
Put the ketchup on my body.
Wait, was it breakfast sausage or was it just sausage?
It didn't say. It's just Jimmy Dean sausage. And I find it funny we're sitting here ragging on this woman for like 6 minutes now.
Oh shit. Hey dude, we better hurry up and get around to our Florida folks. Do we have one?
I've got one, but we've still got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I got bitched at for stopping this shit 2 minutes early last week.
Who bitched
week.
At you?
My fucking coworker.
How come? They want the whole hour?
Yeah, she wants the whole hour. So
at least we got somebody who is a fan.
Yeah. Let's go over to YouTube.
Okay.
Let's look at the main page on YouTube. There might be something interesting.
There may be.
Going on over there.
Let's check it. Check it. Oh, shit. I just made everybody deaf, didn't I?
No, I don't think it was that bad.
Okay.
Oh my God. We did not do this. You guys, email smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com.
Twitter.com/smackmouthpod. Like our face. Fucking follow us. We'll follow back.
It's going to be facebook.com/smackmouthpod. No, Smackmouth. Excuse me, just Smackmouth.
Okay, let's start over. Email us, smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com.
Twitter.com/smackmouthpod.
Facebook.com/smackmouth and request to be Mickey Mouth's friend.
That's right. That's going to be youtube.com/smackmouthpod.
And you can search for Smackmouth Podcast on Podomatic, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Yes.
There we go. Basically, I think that takes care of it.
Yes.
Son
and
of
how
a
did
bitch.
We miss that?
Because we just got wrapped up in talking about shit.
Yeah. We have done that like 8 times by now.
Yeah, fuck it. I guess they found us already, so they got this far on their own.
There we go.
Right on.
I'm thinking SoundCloud and iTunes are probably the best way to go.
I think definitely we're getting a lot of hits on SoundCloud because, I mean, when I first shared the shit on SoundCloud, it went up to like 34 listens almost like instantly.
Yeah.
And those are all legit people, you know.
Yeah, so, but that's it, you guys. Those are our links.
Yeah. So we interact with our social media friends, so feel free to tweet us and we'll tweet back.
I'm actually probably, once we get a way to hide your identity, I want to put like 5 or 6 1 minute or something long clips up there just saying, hey, dudes, we're about to record on this
video
day.
Video clips, right, clips.
Yeah.
And then we'll maybe be able to have people set up appointment slots to call in.
Yeah.
If we throw up some small short video clips, we'll get a lot more traffic on our YouTube. If we do this like 2-3 times a week with short clips,
we'll clickbait them too.
Yeah, and we can do little stunts, little things that will go viral.
Yeah,
and that's where we're gonna get the most promotion. If we can get a damn viral video with our podcast in it, kaboom, we're set.
Yeah, everybody will listen to that shit.
Totally.
So go over to the home. Let's see what's up over here. Right. There might not be anything on here.
Yeah, it's nice to know what's hot on the world of YouTube, though. It is Halloween. Let's see if they've got anything spooky.
See some New World Order stuff with Obama.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's nothing new there. There's New World Order stuff with every president. Yeah. Every president for the last 20 years has mentioned the NWO or the New World Order.
Illuminati confirmed.
No shit. I mean, how much more blatant can they be? The New World Order, the one world government.
All these triangles everywhere, the black helicopters.
You know, that's something we really haven't talked about or touched on in a couple weeks is conspiracy talk. But that's okay with me. What's this? Song guessing and bedwetting. Question and answer. That's fun. Hey, did you catch Saturday Night Live this weekend?
I did not.
No, me neither. Just saw a clip up on here on YouTube. YouTube's gay, dude. There's nothing on here. Nothing trending. What's trending on Twitter right now? Not that it matters because it won't be trending by the time we upload. Fuck it.
Let's see.
You tracking?
Megan just sent me something and it said... we could talk about this on the podcast. It's called What Overthinking Looks Like.
Is this a video?
Oh my God.
That's a video clip?
Yeah. That's a guy wearing a VR headset. Mm-hmm. And I guess some shit goes down in his eyeballs and he didn't like it. All right. So where are we at on time here?
We're time to wrap it up with a Florida criminal. If we leave all this shit talk about us in the YouTube channel and then, you know, the crappy... little banter section we had here, which, I mean, we're at 5 minutes in. We can definitely close it up.
Let's do this.
All right, let's find that Winamp thing here and do that thing that we do before we do that thing we do.
You're listening to Smack Mouth Podcast.
Florida Criminals!
It's that time of the day again. Every episode, we wrap up the show with stupid fuckers from Florida.
Florida cop pleads guilty to giving 60 glory holes while pretending to be a woman.
What?
Excuse me, officer friendly. May I suggest a nightstick? See? Craigslist personals really do work in Florida.
This is off of a Craigslist, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Former Florida police officer David Cerna posted ads on Craigslist offering B-jobs. It says B-jobs.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
B-jobs from the comfort of his own house. Johnny would send a picture to his prospects of a woman instead of himself. This is the part where he pretended to be a lady of the night. He would then invite people to the back of his house, giving them the 411 once they arrived around back. Let's just assume once.
The 411 on the fact that he's actually a man.
Yeah, he's probably like, hey, yo, I'm a dude. I like dicks. Let's just assume once they arrived to the back door, they would see the hole in said door. During the glory hole session, John thought it was best to film it so he could then post it online, which he did. More than 60 dudes were filmed putting a little something through the glory hole. This is DC101.com. I love this website.
Okay.
For the fact that it said B-jobs, said dudes, lady of the night, and gave them the 411. I dig it. DC 101, you are my favorite now.
Good lingo, y'all.
I dig that shit, man.
But that's pretty funny stuff. So this pig got busted?
Yeah, he's arrested.
How'd he get caught, though?
Let's see. Does it say?
One of the guys that showed up probably called the cops on him.
Yeah.
Because they were pissed off. They got him for privacy invasion. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it says. He pleaded guilty to privacy invasion.
That must be because of the posting the videos, not because he misled them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, I guess there's nothing illegal if you show up and the guy's like, hey, man, I'm a dude. Put your dick in my mouth.
But that's illegal to do. What about soliciting? They left that out. I mean, shit.
I mean, was he
charging for it? That's the thing.
Probably not.
Oh, he's just a homo. Just likes to suck dick.
Yeah. He's like, you know. Sucking on dicks.
Man, your breath smells like cock. What did you have for breakfast?
I wanted him on the podcast. So I'm like, hey, dude, how many dicks did you suck this week? Hey, so you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Why don't witches wear underwear?
I don't know.
So they can get a better grip on their broom.
Oh!
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Wait, I got to tie this up with one.
Let's do it.
All right. Why don't witches have babies?
Why?
Because their husbands have Halloweenies.
Oh. So that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
You got a Smack Mouth Podcast, episode 11. We're going to wrap this bitch up. But
it's a wrap.
since we didn't do it like 10 more times over the podcast, we're going to do it again. It's going to be smackmouthpodcast@gmail.com. Email us, motherfuckers.
Yeah, hit us up. We want to know what you want to hear us talk about. We'd like to get you in on a show as a guest interviewer if you want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Also, twitter.com/smackmouthpod. Like or follow the page. We follow back. We always shout out to our new followers.
YouTube.com/smackmouthpodcast. Leave us comments and likes. And let's do this. Fuck, if you guys want to Skype call us, leave us a comment and we'll get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
That's like the easiest thing ever.
Totally.
So you can email us or leave us the comment saying, you know.
We'd be happy to get a hold of you. Just drop a line.
Yeah, Facebook.com/smackmouth.
iTunes and SoundCloud and Podomatic. Search Smack Mouth Podcast.
Bye, bitches. We'll see y'all next week.